Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, I'm going to be talking about sex. That's correct, sex. Sexual health. You know, I know not too many physicians talk about sex, but sex is a very, very important part of our health. So we're going to be talking about sexual health. Now, in our practice at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, you know, we do a lot of what we call age management medicine. Age management is just wellness medicine. But it's wellness medicine where you optimize people. Right? And that's very, very important when I say optimize people. See, there's a lot of wellness clinics around the place. But what does wellness mean? Wellness means that you are normal. See, in medicine, normal is for 80% of the people. See, medicine is on a bell curve. The lower 10% is abnormal, and the upper 10% is abnormal, and 80% is in the middle. That's where most people are. You know, so if you equate medicine to school, basically, medicine goal is to make you normal. That means that medicine is to make sure that you get a B or a C grade. That's what medicine is about. If you want to get an A grade, in medicine, that's considered abnormal. And when I say abnormal, it means that you are on the other side of normal. See, if you go to your doctor and he looks at your labs and he says, these are all normal. And he says, all right, great, everything's normal, I'll see you next year. And he said, but doc, I'm tired, I'm run down, I have no energy, I don't feel right. But he says, you know, I know, but everything looks normal. Well, you know, when you're in a normal range, it means that you are where 80% of the people are. That means that you could be in the low normal range. And a low normal range, if you look at a bell curve, it could mean that you are in the 20th percentile, which means that there are 80% of the people that are better than you are health-wise. That's normal, low normal. Or you could be in the 85th percentile, where only 15% are better than you. Right? So normal is a big range, and insurance medicine is about making you normal. If you want to be optimal, like that great athlete or that overachieving CEO, then you need to be in the optimal range. And to be in the optimal range, you cannot be normal, and insurance medicine does not help people to be optimal. They help people to be normal. Right? So, if you just want to be normal, then you just need to go to see a regular physician, and they'll make sure your numbers are in the normal range. If you want to be optimal, in the top 10%, hey George, and I see you watching, and so is Mary. Hi Mary, glad to see you guys there. So if you want to be in the optimal range, insurance is not going to cover it. And in my practice, I do a lot of what you call age management or rejuvenation medicine. Right? What does rejuvenation mean? It means that your physician inside of you is fixing problems. You know, if you break a bone, you go to the orthopedic doctor and he puts a splint on. And then he tells you in 6 to 8 weeks, the fracture will be better. Right? Well, what's happening in those 6 to 8 weeks? Well, in those 6 to 8 weeks, your physician inside of you, your stem cells, is repairing the broken bone. And we know it takes 6 to 8 weeks because that's how long it takes to repair the bone. See, that bone is like a road that has exploded and cars are all over the place. There's ambulances, there is police cars, there's all kinds of things, and there's chaos. That's what happens when you fracture a bone. And then you have the grungski come in. They clean up all the garbage, get rid of all the cars that are on the road, get rid of all the junk, bring the dumpster in, they get rid of that. Then they pour concrete, and then they pave the road, and the roller comes and smooth the road out, and then someone else comes and put the white lines in the road. That's the reparative property. That is what your stem cells done when you injure your bone. And we know it takes a certain time to do that. If you get a cut and you go see a physician, your physician sews the cut up. All he's done is brought the skin together to stop the bleeding. But then after that, he says, come back in 7 to 10 days for us to take the stitches out. Well, what's happened in those 7 to 10 days? In those 7 to 10 days, your body is regenerating or repairing the area. I call stem cells your physician inside of you, your body's handyman. And that's no different than if you take your car to the shop. They hook it up on this computer, and the computer runs a diagnostic, and the computer says you have all these things wrong with your vehicle. And then the computer tells the technician what needs to be done to fix all the problems in the vehicle. That would be considered rejuvenation or regenerative medicine, diagnosing the problems and fixing the problem in your body. So that's what we do in our practice. And yes, it is cash only. So if you are interested in being optimal, to be regenerated and being in the top 10% of healthy people, that athlete, then that's where you need to come to our practice. If you're not interested in that, if you're interested in just being normal, then your regular physician should be able to help you with that, and you can use your insurance for all those things. Right? So today, I'm at my radio show, which is on KTSA 550 radio, and we are talking about sexual health. Yes, we are talking about sex, one of my favorite topics. Hi, Mindy. Nice of you to join us. And so we're going to be talking about sexual health. In my practice, it's called wellness and aesthetics. You know, and now that I think about it, it should be wellness and aesthetics and sexual health clinic. Because, you know, when you're sick, you're not interested in sex, are you? No, you're not. You don't feel good. You're not interested in sex. The moment you feel better, then you want to look better. So you start feeling better. And now you want to look better. So what do? You regrow your hair. You get a laser treatment in your face. You get pure lipo or liposuction, tickle lipo to get rid of excess fat. You get your skin cleaned up. You get your hormones optimized. And then after you've done with that, then you want to say, how can I have better sex? That's the key. Sexual health is so important. Do you know that in my practice, 70% of the people that are on hormones, on testosterone, are women. 70% of my testosterone patients are women. 30% are men. 5 years ago, 75% of my patients on testosterone were men, and 25% were women. But now it's completely reversed. Not because I have less men, it's because I have more women. And that's because women share. When women feel good, they share with their friends and family. When a man is on hormones, he doesn't tell anyone. And so that's the difference. Women share, men don't. So when I have a couple in front of me, and we are talking about sexual health, and we're talking about hormones, I always tell the man, be careful what you wish for. And he looks at me and says, strange. I said, because after we optimize your boat, she is going to want a lot more, and you won't be able to keep up with her. And he always laughs. Oh, I wish you would, you know. But 3 months later, he's in the office. Doc, can I have a little bit more because I can't keep up with her? And I smile. You know, so there's positives and negatives. Number one, if we optimize a man's and a woman's hormones, she's going to want more sex. And he's going to have a hard time trying to keep up with her, number one. But on the flip side, she will be much nicer. She'll be friendlier. She'll be happier. And for the men out there, you're going to get kitchen passes to do whatever you want. Because if you say, honey, I'm going fishing this week. And she's going to say, have a good time, babe. No problem. Or if you say, I'm going to go out with the boys. She said, no problem, no problem. Have a good time. Because she's happy. And so because she's happy taking care of home, she's willing to let you go and have fun and do other things. Hi, Larissa. How are you doing? Good for you to join us. But the moment she runs out of her testosterone, she gets cranky and miserable, and you'll know right away, and you're going to say, babe, I think it's time for you to go get your pellet or your testosterone injection because you're low. And she's going to laugh and be miserable, and the kids will tell her the same thing. And 2 weeks later, she won't be able to stand herself, and she's going to say, shoot, now I know what they were talking about because I am so cranky and I'm so miserable. Matter of fact, in my office, I have two employees, just two, that's right. And whenever they get cranky, I say, it's time for you to get your hormones. And they laugh at me. And I know because that's what happens. So let's get into sexual health and see what we're talking about. First, we're going to talk about female sexual development. And before we do that, I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. We are on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, How to Look, Feel, and Function Younger Without Stress, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information about the One Aesthetics Medical Center, you can call me. You can call us at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com, feel29.com. I just want to also remind you that we have two seminars a month in our office. It's on regenerative medicine, where we talk about the things that help your body regenerate, namely stem cells, growth hormone, peptides. We talk about PRP, platelet-rich plasma. We talk about nutrition. We talk about all those things. And so we have two seminars a week, usually at 11:30 in the morning and then at 6:30 in the afternoon, and we do it twice a month. Our next one is next week. So if you're interested in any of those things, please give us a call. Let us know you're interested. And it's a free seminar for those people who are interested. All right? Now, so female sexual dysfunction. That means that a woman is, one, having pain or discomfort when she has sex. Two, she may be having vaginal dryness. Three, she may be having problems with orgasm. She may have urine incontinence. Or she may not like the way her vaginal area looks, the aesthetics of it. And those are all covered with female sexual health. So, and for a lot of those things, we approach it from several different angles. You know, if I said to you, let's go to Houston. You know, there's probably about 1,000 ways to get to Houston. You can walk to Houston. You can ride your bicycle. You can ride your motorcycle. You can take a bus. You can take a train. You can fly. You can go to Houston via Laredo. You can go to Houston via Chicago. There's so many different ways to get to Houston. And each choice has a time concern and a financial concern. So when you come to the office, we talk about how do you want to do this. Do you want to get this done yesterday, or is time something that you have plenty of and there's no urgency? And how much money do you want to spend? Do you want to do it? Is money a problem? Is it not? And when you look at all those things, then you have a better idea of how you want to get there. So for some people, it may affect what they do. For instance, you could have someone who wants it to look better. I mean, someone who has a lot of pain may want the pain to go away. Someone who has incontinence may want the leak and the scent from it to go away. And so they may want to get it done yesterday, or they may want it done in the future. So for those things, we have plenty of things for it. Number one, we do have something called our O-Shot. And the O-Shot is where we take blood from you, we spin it down, and we take the platelet-rich plasma. That's the healing portion of the blood. And we inject it into the vaginal area and around the clitoris. And when we do that, four things basically happen. Number one, you'll have better vaginal lubrication. Number two, decreased pain when you have sex. Number three, helps with urine incontinence. And number four, it helps with better orgasm. And then for some people, if they don't like the way their labia look or the aesthetics of the vaginal area, we can inject some PRP into the labia, the surrounding area, and that will help the labia get some of its volume back and not be as flappy or just looks a little bit younger and healthier like the way it used to be. Or we can just use some of it called Gaines Wave to do some rejuvenation of them. And then there are other things you can do where you can do a little bit of vibration in the vaginal area or some laser treatment in the vaginal area inside to make the mucosal better. So there's so many things. And then you can also inject or put PRP, platelet-rich plasma, in the vaginal area. Now, anywhere that we could put platelet-rich plasma, we can also put stem cells. Stem cells are just a lot more expensive, but it will do a better job than the platelet-rich plasma. All right? Now, we can also help with nipple rejuvenation by doing vampire nipple rejuvenation with PRP. Inject PRP into the nipple area, gives you more sensation. So for a lot of women who have had breast implants, they've lost some sensation around their nipples. So when you inject that area, you get better nipple sensation from it. So those are some of the things for female sexual discomfort. Of course, just like the men, men have Viagra and Cialis and all the other PDE5s. For women, we have something called our DM cream, better known as our Do Me cream. And what that does is it has some Viagra and it has a whole bunch of other ingredients in it, which was formulated by myself. And that helps with vaginal lubrication. It helps with sensation. And it will help bring your hips off the table, for you know what I mean. All right? So those are some of the things, our DM cream. All right? So those are some of the things for women sexual dysfunction. Now, before I talk about male sexual dysfunction, let me just remind you all, this is 550 KTSA Radio. The phone number to call me at is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's VF, that's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Once again, my book, Grow Long Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, that's also available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the other book outlets. It's also available at growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can also call the website. I'm called the clinic at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or on the internet, you can call us at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Okay? So continue on with sexual health. Let's talk about male ED. Now, before we talk about that, let's just talk about what makes an erection. First of all, you have to understand something. Everything in the body is about blood flow. Blood flow is your raw materials. See, when you're 20 years old, your arteries is like a 10-lane highway. And the Walmart, the HEB trucks, is flying down the highway at 90 miles an hour to bring supplies, food supplies, or raw material to the tip of your penis or to your toes or your fingers, to wherever in your body that needs raw materials. when you're 20. When you're 70, your highway is no longer 10 lanes. It's down to 3 lanes. And there's a lot of traffic jams on the highway. And because there's traffic jams on the highway, the Walmart truck, HEB truck, is going at 30 miles an hour. And there's lots of traffic jams. So when your toe or the tip of your penis wants blood flow or raw materials, it doesn't get there. Now, you have the four musketeers. Wherever there's an artery, there is a vein, there's a lymphatic channel, and there are nerves. These four guys travel together always. Right? The artery carries the food. The veins carry raw materials. I'm sorry, veins carry garbage. The arteries carry raw material. Veins carry the garbage back. The lymphatics carry the big junk. You cut a limb from the tree down. The lymphatics carry the branch. You throw an old sofa. The lymphatics carry the sofa. So the lymphatics carry the big garbage. And then you have the nerves. The nerves I could call the foreman. They're the ones telling everyone what to do. Right? So let's say that you look across the room and there's a beautiful woman. The moment you see her, the neurotransmitters in your eyes tells your brain, she is hot. She is sexy. And so your brain says, ooh, all right. The brain tells your hormones to put a smile on your face, to suck the gut in, stand at attention, make yourself look appealing. Then the brain sends a signal to your penis. It says, nerves in the penis, we are ready for action. And the nurse says, all right, arteries, open up and let the blood flow. And arteries open up and blood flows into the penis. Then the nurse says, veins, clamp down. Don't let that blood out. No garbage today. You're not collecting any garbage. And the penis fills with blood and the veins clamp so the blood cannot escape. And the lymphatics clamp down so nothing can escape. And now you have an erection. After you have satisfied your sexual encounter, the nurse says, all right, we can relax now. All right, veins, open up, let the blood out. And the blood leaves, and penis loses your erection, and it's done. That's how the response works. Hi, Betty. I haven't seen you in a long time. I see Scott is also watching. Thank you guys for joining. So that's how an erection occurs. Now, typically, when you're young, the arteries are big and juicy, and there are 10 lanes, and blood rushes straight into the penis. Pew! Into the penis. When you get to 60, the arteries, instead of 10 lanes, are 3 lanes, and the blood has a hard time getting into your penis. And so it's hard to get the erection the way you want it. Now, what does erectile dysfunction mean? Erectile dysfunction means that you are incapable of being erect long enough to finish the complete sexual cycle. That means, whatever it is, if it takes 10 minutes for you to ejaculate and your partner to have an orgasm, then you've completed. Then you don't have ED. If you ejaculate after 15 minutes and she's not done, then you have a problem. The bottom line is erectile dysfunction is inability to be erect throughout the entire sexual experience. All right? So, when a guy comes into the office for ED, first of all, erectile dysfunction is about pleasure. It's also about your relationship. It's also about life. You know, I envy the young guys today. You know, I'm only 29, but I remember the 80s. All right? Now, in the 80s, a guy could have a relationship with a woman, and you can be with her for a year and not touch her, not have any intimacy in that time frame, and it wasn't a big deal. Nowadays, with the way things are, if you go out and it's your third date, and you haven't made a move, she thinks there's a problem. He's not into me. He doesn't like me. There's something going on. And she's not going to call you back. So for a guy, he's got to be able to perform right away. It doesn't matter who he is. It affects his entire social life. All right. So before I continue, let me just remind you, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You listen to 550 KTSA Radio. I'm also on Facebook Live. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungagain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can get us at www.feel29.com, feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Also want to remind you that I do a seminar twice a month in my office, usually on Thursdays from 11:30 to 12:30, and in the evening from 6:30 to 7:30. And this seminar is on regenerative medicine. And during the seminar, we talk a lot about stem cells. That's your handyman, your physician inside of you. That's what actually regenerates your body. We talk about growth hormone. We talk about PRP, platelet-rich plasma. We talk about peptides. We talk about nutrition. We talk about all the things you need to rejuvenate your body. All right. Thank you all very much. I'm going to have to say goodbye. I've been here long enough. Have a great day.